finance and economics.
Free exchange. Power corrupts. How to get through the winter without wrecking Europe's electricity market.
Most people hate fluctuating prices. When they fall too far, they are seen to be threatening firms. When they rise too high, they are seen to be unjustly enriching them. But economists look at price movements and see the revelation of crucial information. The recent frenzy about interventions in European electricity markets is an especially brutal example of this age-old dynamic. In recent weeks, forward prices for daytime electricity for the fourth quarter of the year briefly spiked above €1,200, $1,200 per megawatt hour in Germany, and above a surreal €2,500 in France. The usual price is around €50. The reason for this is simple: scarcity. The loss of generating capacity to maintenance in France, closure in Germany, and drought across the continent brought more and more gas plants into action, and their fuel has become extremely expensive since Russia wielded its energy weapon. Just like in any other market, for a homogeneous good, the price of power is set by the most expensive supplier. This means that even power plants with low operating costs, such as nuclear ones or wind farms, receive the high prices that gas plants are charging. The result is vast profits and public outrage. Based on forward curves, Morgan Stanley, a bank, reckons that electricity spending in the EU could rise by more than €800 billion, an increase worth an astonishing 6 percentage points of GDP. Thus, politicians have started to ask whether a different pricing mechanism is needed. The problem is that designing an electricity market is hard. The juice cannot yet be stored at scale and has to be delivered at the exact moment it is needed. Producers need to spend a lot of money up front to build a windmill or power plant and need to be able to recover it and make a profit over decades. Climate-changing policies dictate that more and more renewable electricity is fed into the system, despite being mostly at the whim of wind and sunshine. Europe's current design is a sequence of markets, some continent-wide, where electricity providers such as power plants meet retail suppliers, large industrial customers, and others. Some deals are made months or even years before electricity is delivered, as suppliers and customers need clarity over revenue and costs. The reference price for electricity and for the settlement of many long-term agreements is set on the spot market, where the physical delivery of electricity is traded for the next day. Suppliers bid according to how much it would cost to provide an extra unit of power, known as its marginal cost. The idea behind this is straightforward: to generate electricity at low cost and in an increasingly carbon-free manner requires a lot of information. Some technologies, such as nuclear, are good at providing a constant stream of power. Gas is good for firing up quickly. Solar is best around lunchtime. The marginal price of power provides the information needed to switch between them by signalling the value of an additional unit of electricity.